Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, February 13th, 2019. On this day in 1990, an agreement was reached on a two-stage plan to reunite Germany. Passengers of the Berliner Verkehrsbetriebe, or the BVG, will have to find other means of transport for Friday. The Verdi Trade Union has called on its members to go on a warning strike this Friday, February 15th. The work stoppage is to last from the start of operations in the early morning until around noon and will affect all areas, U-Bahns, trams, and buses. Verdi Secretary Jeremy Arndt announced on Monday that, quote, "the capital's public transport system is expected to be severely hampered. If employers stick to their blockade stance, further collective action is likely." The next warning strikes will last longer than Friday. The Verdi Collective Bargaining Commission has unanimously decided to strike. The most recent work stoppage at BVG took place more than 6 years ago. Per the secretary, there was a warning strike on a Saturday in 2012. It is understandable that a strike should now be held on a working day, because on weekends, a labor dispute would generate less pressure. In the interest of the BVG users, however, it had been decided to announce the warning strike 4 days in advance. Whether the BVG has enough time to organize an emergency operation was left open on Monday, when they stated that the strike is going to be very difficult. S-Bahn trains, however, are not affected. They belong to the Deutsche Bahn, and regional trains are also not operated by BVG, so passengers can switch to these means of transport. Nevertheless, the warning strike will create a large gap in the transport network. With 1.1 billion passengers, the BVG carried more than twice as many passengers as the S-Bahn last year alone, and many S-Bahn lines are already overloaded. The GEW and Verdi unions, the police union, and the IG Bau union have already called on state employees to go on a full-day warning strike today, Wednesday. For parents, this will be especially noticeable in daycare centers. Many state-owned KITAs will close completely or offer only partial care. GEW spokesman Arne Schaller remarked that there will be more strike participants than there was during the half-day warning strike at the end of January, when about 2,500 educators had laid down their work. 16,000 or so salaried teachers at state schools are called to go on strike. The reason is the negotiations between trade unions and the collective bargaining community of the federal states. The unions demand a 6% wage increase. For Berlin educators who earn little in a countrywide comparison, a special salary jump is demanded. The next round of negotiations will take place at the end of February. At the BVG, talks will continue on March 5th. The federal government, state representatives, and parliamentarians have met again at the Chancellor's office to discuss the planned withdrawal from coal. Chancellor Angela Merkel of the CDU invited the prime ministers of the coal-producing and mining states of North Rhine-Westphalia, Saxony, Saxony-Anhalt, and Brandenburg, representatives of the government factions, and the chairpersons of the Coal Commission to the event on Monday evening. The commission appointed by the federal government has presented a concept for phasing out coal-fired power generation for climate protection by 2038 at the latest, which is to be implemented swiftly, but there is criticism above all from the CDU-CSU faction. A law on measures in the affected regions is already being strived for by May, which will include investments in infrastructure, incentives for companies, and the establishment of federal authorities. The aim is to replace thousands of jobs that are lost in mines and power stations. According to a study by traffic data provider INRIX, of all cities in Germany, Berlin drivers need the most patience. Last year, on average, losing 154 hours in dense traffic and traffic jams. The busiest city street section in Germany is the Tempelhofer Damm, where motorists lose 7 minutes a day on the route between the city motorway and the Landwehrkanal. Berliners also have to plan more time regularly on the Budapester Straße in Charlottenburg and the Skalitzer Straße in Kreuzberg. INRIX is a company that sells traffic analyses and services for networked cars to administrations and companies, and the bigger the congestion problems appear, the better its business prospects are. According to current data, however, the burden in the 10 busiest cities in Germany has fallen throughout 2018. German cities perform well by international standards, but Munich and Hamburg residents who lost 140 and 139 hours respectively continue to suffer as well. German cities are doing quite well by international standards, however. Metropolises such as Rome, Paris, London, and Moscow are well over 200 hours. In a comparison of 200 cities worldwide, Berlin ranks 40th, with a wide variety of choices. In addition to huge metropolises such as Mexico City, the list also includes smaller cities such as Bordeaux. There are different statistics for traffic jams. The Motorists Association, ADAC, for example, investigates the length of traffic jams on motorways. The most populous federal state, North Rhine-Westphalia, is therefore the most heavily burdened. With INRIX, on the other hand, all streets in cities are in view. The data comes from car manufacturers and transport authorities. The average journey time on a working day is compared with the fastest possible connection, for example, if the same route would be driven at 3 o'clock in the morning. In contrast to previous years, 2018 not only recorded the time drivers spent in traffic jams, but also the time spent in slow-moving traffic. This significantly increased the average loss of time compared to 2017. On a comparable basis, however, the INRIX emphasized that the burden had decreased. The joint investigation team of the Customs Investigation and the State Criminal Investigation Office, together with the Ordnungsamt Neukölln and a police task force, closed two shisha bars on Monday evening on Karl-Marx-Straße because of dangerous carbon monoxide levels. Investigators reported that on Tuesday morning, quote, there was a danger from the toxic gas not only for guests but also for the residents of the premises. The inspections also revealed large quantities of counterfeit branded goods and infringements of trade and youth protection laws. Two vehicles in the vicinity of the shisha bars were also seized for illegal customizing. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Thanks for listening.